walk down this hall just like this. Walk down that hall. And he saw me dragging my left leg. He says, son, you got more problems than West Point right now. I don't know what it is, but that's not gonna get you to West Point. 2 weeks later, I was at a specialist, diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. And you say, oh my gosh, I'm on the top of the world, I'm at 18. So I had the opportunity at that point to say, here's controversy, or can I look at the bright side and have opportunity?
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Here's the challenge. You see me today. JD was so great at introducing me and telling me and building me up in front of all of you. But did all of you see me 20 years ago? You know, I had dealt in controversy just as much as everybody else. Tell me in this room no one's had controversy in your life. Really? Really? Man, you guys are just not telling the truth. I will tell you my controversy at 18 years old. It was unbelievable. I'm on the top of the world. I'm from Syracuse, New York. I'm getting recruited and to play golf. I was a college golfer. Why was that such a big deal? Because it got me an education. It took me to a whole new place in life. But with every good thing, there are always some opportunities that you have. Then there's some negatives and some controversy. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So opportunity. I got to go to the University of South Florida for free. But I really wanted to go to West Point. That's where I really wanted to go. So my first year, my grades were not as good. They said, go to school, work on your grades, work on your golf, and maybe we'll accept you. So my golf scores went further down and went lower, and my grades actually went a lot higher, so now they're a lot more interested. Excellent. Golf coach says to me from West Point, he says, this is November, he says, when you go home, we want to start the process of recruiting you. So what I want you to do is go home and get a physical from the doctor. You don't actually go to West Point to get a physical. You just go to your normal doctor. So I went to the doctor, and mind you, I'm 18. And guess what he says? The doctor. Congratulations. Once we get through this physical, you're on to West Point. So I'm walking, and I'm doing this. And he says, wait a minute. Do that again. Walk down this hall just like this. Walk down that hall. And he saw me dragging my left leg. He says, son, you got more problems than West Point right now. I don't know what it is, but that's not going to get you to West Point. 2 weeks later, I was at a specialist, diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. And you say, oh my gosh, I'm on the top of the world. I'm at 18. So I had the opportunity at that point to say, here's controversy, or can I look at the bright side and have opportunity? The opportunity came because I got to go to a school called Niagara University, up there in Niagara Falls, New York. Pure cold. I left Syracuse, New York to go to Florida because it was warm. So I spent another 3 years there. It was bliss. But I froze. Still played golf, but I wasn't the top golfer anymore. So I moved to Las Vegas when I was 21 years old. Because it was the warmest place I could find. Not because there was a job, not because there was anything else, it was warm. So I graduate from college, spend all this money, and guess what I get the opportunity to do? My father's a financial planner. I work at MGM Grand dealing 21 blackjack. So much fun, I can tell you. It was the greatest. It was. It was so much fun for about 3 years. And then my father says, you know, We did help you with that education. You had some scholarship, but we helped you with that education. Are you looking for something else to do, or are you going to stay in this field of the casino? Yeah, I'm looking for something else to do. So I started down the path, and I got into wholesaling. And you see me today. But before, I was awful. I was terrible at wholesaling. I'd be like what Steve was doing earlier, shaking the hands with the book, please buy my stuff. Now, just a more tailored version, just more polished, right? But this is what got me. I come and I decide after 19 years, here's my deal and my dilemma. I'm leaving on the top of the world. I want to leave wholesaling because I don't want to travel. I want to be home with my wife. I wanted to be with my family. I was never home, ever. So now I leave and I come to Transamerica. Uh-oh, I'm at the high point. Guess what? Controversy again. I start coming in and doing really well, but there was an exam that I couldn't pass. And I'm not afraid to tell you, I had to take my 65 three times. All right, four. So just thought you might want to know. So controversy, here I am. I got my licenses. I hadn't taken the exam in 20 years. And with the grades I got on my 65 first three times, it showed I hadn't learned much at all. And now I'm like, what am I going to do? Controversy strikes. But I stayed with it. I let it become something to get me motivated to finally do. So in January of this year, I passed my Series 65. Now, there was a reason for it, though. It was the controversy of I couldn't pass it. But when I actually officially got licensed, it was March. From March of 2019 until today, I have over $4 million under management as assets. Why is that a big deal? Because those assets, those $4 million, plus all the annuity sales, as you know, I was an annuity wholesaler for a long time. Well, those assets in the 4 years, which I quit in September of 2015, those assets as a selling personal with annuities and the managed money pays for all my monthly amounts of expenses. I have no debt. Why? Because my monthly expenses are all taken care of. And having the fact of knowing that you have money coming in as residual income over $5,000 a month in now 4 years, it's not a lot. But I'll tell you, for me, when I was first starting out, it's a big deal. Or as JD would say, it's as strong as a mother's love. You know, so you hear that and you wonder, where's that controversy? The controversy was the fact I couldn't pass the exam. Once I passed the exam, guess what? I was able to go forth. Now I ran into another problem. 4 years later, well, three and change. A lot of people are saying to me, well, you're fully licensed and you're sitting down with people, but you're not duplicatable. I have recruits, I have people that are doing business with me and they're partners and everything, and I have people here. But they say to be really good, you have to be duplicatable. And Chris, you're just not duplicatable. Your experiences in life are different. You've been other places where people have never even been close to doing. Yep, I did. But that was when the company did it. And I was with wholesaling and I was doing well and they took me a lot of places. But with Transamerica, when I came over to WealthWave and I, you know, spoke with Tom, he says, you got to make this simple. As a wholesaler, selling variable annuities, I sold one product all the time, usually 7-8 times a day. One product. So my story was the same every time. One story. I just repeat. So it took forever for me to understand one simple concept. How can I duplicate myself? So there was this guy that helped me out. His name is Siebold. Steve. Oh, yeah, he was here. Steve showed me one simple thing. He called it the Tiger Program. When I heard about the Tiger Program, I got very, very excited. You want to know why? Because it's my way to start making 50 calls a week for 6 straight weeks. So I got to make 300 calls. Of course, I was doing it. I wasn't tracking it. But now I'm tracking it. Why was I excited about the Tiger Program? Well, A, in the course of that 6 weeks, I recruited 10 people. Four that were with Transamerica before and decided it wasn't the career for them. And all four that decided it wasn't a few years ago, when I sent them the video, it all of a sudden became the new story. Second, I recruited 6 others, and I did it by one simple story. I sent out the video, I texted the people after I sent it, And then I placed a phone call and told them about, I want to teach you how money works. And what's changed for me is that now it takes me as Chris Coyer, and it puts me in the same place as our brand new associates over here, because guess what we're doing? We're creating a top 25 with the new associates, right? Or top 50 or however. Well, so am I, and they're seeing me do it. I'm looking and looking and looking, and I'm making the phone call. So what am I doing? I'm duplicatable because they're watching me do the same thing. So what have I created? I've created people that are now interested because it's not doing it from the leader's side or from what I used to do. They're seeing it now from what I'm doing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how I was able to change my business. 10 recruits in a month is pretty good, especially when they're all direct. So I'm going wide. I'm very excited about this. And Steve's Tiger program will start again on Monday. I hope that everybody that's listening, and I hope everybody in this audience, decides to do it. Not because of you need anyone to watch over you. It was great for me because Steve's accountability worked. That's what made it so good for me. But secondly, it gives you the opportunity to duplicate, because the recruit and yourself are on the same level. It's what I have been looking for and found. So Don, Steve, thank you very much. Tom, thank you. JD, as always, thank you. My name's Chris Coyer. I look to see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.